Well, it's a familiar sound at this time of year. Carol is singing Joy to the World and spreading a message of peace at Christmas time. But the performance you just heard had a fairly sharp political edge. The carol was sung by a group of multi-denominational Christians outside the Department of Immigration and Border Control in Darwin. They belong to a new faith-based protest movement called Love Makes a Way, which is demanding the release of all children from immigration detention. As part of the campaign, carols for compassion have been held across the country. The group spokesperson is former Baptist pastor Joel Rothman. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish. Thanks for having me.
What is Carols for Compassion?
Carols for Compassion, in some ways, is just like any other carol service. We gather, we sing songs of hope and peace. But the distinguishing feature this year is that we sing songs of peace in places that represent violence, that represent the violence we're doing to the world's most vulnerable people, the children of asylum seekers.
And who is being targeted here? Because it's not just the Department of Immigration and Border Control. It's also, as I understand it, MPs' offices, Transfield as well.
That's right. It's exactly those locations across the country. We've been singing these, various locations across the country for about 2 weeks. We're calling on government, calling on MPs, calling on departments, calling on these companies that participate in this violence to hear the songs of peace and join with us in singing songs of hope.
So is it sort of Santas and reindeers or something else? What's the message in the music?
Well, the message is essentially the ancient Christian tradition, the story that God comes to us not in the great powerful warlord, Caesar Augustus, as was the story at the time, but God comes to us in the most vulnerable person. God comes to us as an infant, as a child refugee. And that changes everything. It changes how we see the world. Compassion must become the basis of everything we do. Not supporting the systems of violence, but opposing them and calling for a better way.
Now, your movement, Love Makes a Way, is made up of different elements of Christian faith, so Anglicans, Baptists, Catholics, Quakers. Why are Christians, given this message that you're talking about that is so central to the Christian teaching, why are Christians not louder on this issue?
I don't know the answer to that question. I guess the reality is that Christians, like everyone else, live in this society, and we're all influenced by the messages that turn people against asylum seekers. But I think more and more Christians are realizing that the heart of the Christian tradition means we have to stand up to that. We can't accept these words that turn us against our neighbors in need. The heart of the Christian tradition calls us to challenge that, and to see people as people, to see human beings as human beings.
Do you think in part this can be attributed to the reality that so many of the refugees that come to Australia, particularly by boat and end up in immigration detention, are not Christian?
Sadly, that probably is the case for some Christians, that I guess, we're all human beings, and we do feel the closest connection with people who are like us, other Christians or other Australians or other people who speak our language. But Jesus calls us to move beyond that, to move beyond our natural human limitations and see everyone as a human being. And that's the core of her story. That's the parable of the Good Samaritan, to see God coming to us in a stranger in need.
Whether we are of Christian faith or something else, why is it, do you think, so difficult for us as spiritual beings to see that, to see the similarity in those that are very different to us?
Well, I think human beings are conflicted creatures. We have selfish tendencies and tendencies to identify with people most like us. Our families first. We all have a tendency to see our own children as more important than someone else's children, and I would do that too. If my own children were suffering as these children on Nauru are, then I would fight even harder than I currently am. I guess that's because I'm a human being, and I, like all human beings, I value my own children more than others.
How do you come to this issue? I mean, of all the issues that exist in our sort of national discourse, why this one issue? And as a Christian in particular, why lead a sort of protest movement?
Mm. Well, I guess this is just this one issue that it crystallizes all the issues. I think it's so clearly at the heart of the Christian tradition, at that point that calls us beyond our natural human tendencies to value ourselves and our own families over other people. Because these children, well, they are children. They're the most vulnerable people. And Jesus, actually, you know, we talk about Jesus meek and mild, but he had some very harsh words for people who harm children, very harsh words. And he calls us beyond our human tendencies to care for the most vulnerable. And in fact, Jesus himself came to us first as a child refugee. He entered this Christian story is that God entered the world as a child refugee.
Right.
So that's why Christians from, like you said, all those different denominations, different faith traditions, Christians who tend to be left-wing, Christians who tend to be right-wing, on a huge range of issues, are coming together on this. Christians who are divided on other issues, we're coming together on this more and more.
Mm-hmm. Joel, we will have to leave it there. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Hamish.
And a Merry Christmas. Joel Rothman is a former Baptist pastor and spokesperson for Love Makes a Way, speaking to us from Camperdown in Victoria. It's 10 minutes to 7.